This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? I don't know. I feel good. I think I'm a little bit less stressed. You know, I put on the news this morning, and I've been noticing the last couple days, yeah, there's a lot to talk about, but it just doesn't seem to be as negative. I don't know. People are still ripping on Trump, and Trump's ripping on CNN, and I don't know that's going on. It just doesn't seem to be as negative. Now, maybe it's because everybody's starting to get to the holiday swing of things. You know, this could be a very, very stressful time. You know, family, it's cold, snow. I mean, I live in Vegas. We still haven't gotten snow, but it was like 30-some degrees this morning. So if we got any precipitation, see, the problem with Las Vegas, in Las Vegas, we live in the desert. But it's a very interesting desert because Arizona has a lot of desert, okay? Northern Nevada has high desert. Desert will get rain. It will get precipitation. That's why the cacti get all fat, because they soak up whatever moisture there is. It doesn't rain that often, but it gets rain. And you usually get snow in desert areas. Maybe not the Sahara, but you definitely can get snow in the United States in the desert. The only place where we rarely see snow is Las Vegas, Nevada. And again, I'm no meteorologist. I know a lot of you guys think, really, Dahlia? You really seem to be very well, you know, versed on meteorologic properties of weather. And thank you. Thank you for that. I am. I'm very well versed. But I have to admit my shortcomings. Okay? I don't understand why Vegas doesn't get the precipitation it needs when other deserts do. I was driving through Phoenix, Arizona, right? Because I was there for Thanksgiving, and it rained. And I remember living in Phoenix. It was raining. And the desert had a lot of green. Vegas, very brown. Now, I realized why we don't. Vegas is very glittery. Okay? Which is why I love it so much. We got the twinkly lights. We got the big resorts. We got Bellagio fountains. And what I think happens, and again, I'm not a meteorologist, but I think what happens is Las Vegas really confuses the atmosphere such that the clouds that start to come into Vegas, and it's windy. We have windier days than Chicago. I'm telling you that right now. It gets windier than Chicago in Las Vegas. So the clouds do come in, but I think they get scared to high heaven of everything that's going on that they get the hell out. Have you guys ever flown into Las Vegas and you saw a beacon of light just shine up? And you're like, oh my gosh, what the hell is that? It's the Luxor Hotel. The Luxor Hotel has this light that beams up into the sky. That has got to scare the hell out of the clouds. Not to mention, we have the stratosphere thing. And the stratosphere, I think, really, really scares weather patterns. Because when the wind likes to blow, they're expecting either a bunch of buildings or flat. They aren't expecting building, flat, building, 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 flat, 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 building, building, stratosphere. So the wind doesn't know what the hell to do. So the wind comes in. Again, I this is with all my meteorological background, and I have a little of it. Wind comes in, swoops through, goes through the Mandalay Bay, up to the Tropicana, says hi to the Bellagio, goes towards the Mirage, Venetian, gets all the way up there, swings around, and you know what? It comes back up. And then the sky, because remember, the sky has to feed on what's happening beneath it. So the sky's like, all right, well, what's going on down there? Like, I just don't know. you know, there's a bunch of people with, you know, beer goggles, and I just don't know. And they go, you know what, let's just pass on this one, and we'll go over to Utah. And here's Utah all green. I don't understand. Now, somebody could say, well, it's the mountains, and it's the tomorrow. I don't know, but I blame the lights. I think the Las Vegas lights, and I think the tourists that come to Las Vegas scare the rain and snow away. Now, some people will say, well, Dr. Dolly, you shut up. And I mean, they say that all the time. But for this particular subject, they would say, Dr. Dolly, shut up, because we want tourists to come, and we don't want the snow. So keep the snow out of here so tourists come. Yeah, but, you know, you have, you know, what, almost 2 million people living here in Las Vegas proper that would like to have a little bit of snow Christmas time. So this is what I suggest we do. I suggest what we do is, when it's nighttime, we just try and shut off some of the lights. Okay? And we take turns. And we just very slowly ease the glitter back. So let's say we think a bunch of clouds are coming with some rain. Everybody lay low. We shut down the electricity. We let the clouds come in. They may drop some rain. As soon as you think those clouds are empty, you know, like when you empty your bladder, flip those lights back on. The clouds will zoom away, because they do. They zoom away fast. I've never seen clouds move faster than I, you know. Maybe it's because their wives are yelling at them, telling them, you know, not to be looking at Glitter Gulch. Anyway, so they run away, and then we have the clear skies. But we have got to do something, because there's no precipitation. And it really is driving me crazy. But it's cold enough. Everybody's like, Dolly, it doesn't matter. If it rains, it's not going to get cold enough. That's the problem with Las Vegas. On the days where it's super cold, there's no precipitation. On the days when there's precipitation, it's 40, 50 degrees. And we just never get the snow. I mean, yeah, we got snow a couple of times. I remember once making a snowball. It was, well, once we had a snow day, it snowed one morning. And it snowed a lot. And so the schools contacted us saying we were going to have a snow day. And I never had a snow day growing up in Phoenix and Vegas, so I didn't know what that meant. Doesn't mean the kids go to school and start shoveling the sidewalk. My husband says, no. Snow day means they don't go to school. So I take them to the office with me because I had to work. You know, that sucks with snow day. Now your kids are out of school. What am I supposed to do with them? I got to work. So I bring them to work, and my mom calls, and she hears the kids in the background going, why are they, you know, not in school? And I go, well, it was a snow day. It's now about 9:15 in the morning. She looks outside. She's like, what snow? Now, snow had already melted. I go, I know. Snow melted, snow day, and the kids are out of school. It's ridiculous. It was already 50 degrees, and the kids are out of school on a snow day. So I love Vegas. I can't see myself living anywhere else, but I really think this weather pattern is stupid. Okay, speaking of states and cities and weather, the best and worst states for diabetes, in case you guys are needing a reason to move, we're going to talk about that. And the periodic table has, I think, 4 new elements. Chemistry students are ticked. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is very interesting. James Madison University student, okay, was only 21 years old, and he accidentally overdosed on opioids at a fraternity party. But they say he was drinking a poppy tea. I guess this is something else now that we have to be looking out for, a poppy tea. Stephen Austin Underhill was a junior majoring in engineering. He was found dead at Phi Gamma Delta Fraternity House February 21. Toxicology report found he had a high dosage of opioids in his system. Police say he had ingested a homemade poppy tea, which is a home brew, And it's supposed to give you a hallucinogenic high. The Harrisonburg Police Department warned the public against ingesting poppy tea following the young boy's death. 21 years old to be his young boy. As it has been described as an intoxicating solution made from common household products, including poppy seeds. They say authorities said in a February press release that the homemade brew's potency can obviously vary from batch to batch, right? Because they're, you know, making it up themselves. This obviously isn't an FDA-approved, pretty consistent, regulated mixture. And Lieutenant Kurt Boshart said this is something new on the local scene that students and parents should be very concerned about. It is not illegal to purchase or combine any of the constituent materials, but the end product can produce serious and even deadly reactions to anyone who drinks it. Now, apparently there's a lot of recipes for poppy tea. I am not going to go through those recipes because I do not want somebody listening and decide to make this poppy tea because I'm like, ooh-wee. I used to call my daddy Poppy. Hi, Poppy. Poppy will make some tea. Yeah, Poppy tea. Different tea. Okay? If your dad is making you tea, a cup of tea, that's not what we're talking about. According to his obituary, Stephen Underhill had gone by his middle name, Austin. He was an avid soccer player, played competitively on travel teams at school, played piano, snowboarding. And it's so heartbreaking because this young man who had a very promising life did something stupid. Underhill's Phi Gamma Delta brother, Austin Zizemore, launched a GoFundMe page that raised $7,500 to help the family with funeral expenses. Now, they say this poppy tea is an herbal infusion, again, but it's brewed from poppy straw or seeds. Side effects include drowsiness, stomach ache, lethargy, urinary retention, constipation, and nausea. At higher doses, it becomes dangerous and can cause death through factors like respiratory arrest or inhalation and vomiting. Frequent users can become dependent, and withdrawal can cause cramps, insomnia, craving, lethargy, mental problems. They said there have been a number of deaths reported from drinking poppy tea, including a teenager from Nova Scotia and a young Tasmanian man, both back in 2012. So this now poppy tea thing is on the rise. Remember, kids do stupid stuff. And it frustrates us. I mean, I got two boys. One is supposed to be going off to college in about a year and a half. Yeah, I think he's going to have the grades to do it. He's just really gotten his poop together, and he's got good grades all of a sudden. Like, really, you're going to college today? I'm going to college. I mean, we're not expecting academic scholarships, but still going to college. So I'm pretty happy about that. That's my baby boy. Smart kid. Just, you know, wow. It's like he's a late bloomer, and all of a sudden now it's like, wow, got his poop together. And with, you know, you worry. Because they're very, very excited about college life, a fraternity. And, you know, and I'm not opposed to fraternities or sororities. I think fraternities and sororities are awesome. I think the idea of having instantaneous friends, an instant support group, a network group later in life, I love that, where if you went to a high school or you went to a, or you were a part of a fraternity or whatever, you have a bond. And I really, really love with fraternities the play it forward. Pay it forward. I love that, where your alumni or legacy come back and help. Like, my husband was AE Pi. So every time AE Pi has something going on, he'll go and donate, or he'll like, if they're selling fireworks or whatever, and he'll, you know? And so it's, I'm really, really a fan of that. And I'm going to tell you guys something. Fraternity parties aren't the only parties that are going on in college. Okay, I would say 1/10 of all the beer guzzling, whatever happens at these things, was done by fraternities when I was going to college. Other people were just, putting it on themselves. So when your kid goes off to school, you have to make a decision. And for those of you that don't have kids in college, you're like, okay, well, this doesn't apply. But, you know, when our kids, and remember, these kids, it applies to all of us because these are the kids that are going to be supporting us later. Okay, I'm not trying to sound selfish here, but I want kids to make it as long as they can, right, and live as long as they can, and be fruitful and multiply, because these are our future generations. And I want my legacy to continue through them. I want these kids to do well and prosper. I don't want to see them, you know, doing stupid. And unfortunately, this kid did some stupid, and they just don't know. And I talked about this, where what I think we need to do is kids need graphics. They really, really do. You can't say don't do drugs. What worked for us in the 1980s? Maybe it didn't work, but what did hit the message home? Remember there was that skillet with the eggs? Right? This is your brain, and this is your, you know, you look at an egg, and then the eggs, you know, start to fry up, and this is your brain on drugs, or I forget how that went, but I remember eggs, I remember frying, and, but you know what? I don't think that was enough. Okay? I didn't do drugs because of that egg commercial. I didn't do drugs because I was really scared to death of not succeeding. I was very, very scared. So, you know, we need to show kids what happens. One, when I mean, they need to see somebody. Like, for example, somebody could get so drunk that they basically drown in their own vomit. They're slumped over somewhere, or they're propped up against a wall, and they start to vomit in their sleep as they're passed out. It goes into their lungs, and boom, they pass out and die. All right? They say maybe it's alcohol intoxication, maybe it's And you know, and many times that's what happens. Why aren't we showing kids pictures of that? Why aren't we showing an actor and that happened? All right? I bet if somebody pictured themselves sitting there vomiting in front of everybody and then suffocating, they might think twice. Same thing with going through all these crazy, you know, I liked 22 Jump Street. 22 Jump Street apparently was talking about this new drug on the street. And they showed what it did. And it showed a child who was YouTubing his experience on it. And then he ends up dying a couple days later. And you see the actors on it. And it looks so bad. It looks so crazy that, you know, it made some people go, you know, maybe I should think twice about this. Maybe I should think twice about that. I don't want to be ripping off my clothes. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want people to see me like that. Now, when you're partying with a bunch of people and you're starting to drink, you start to lose your cognition. You start to lose your maturity and your responsibility. And you're like, you know what? I don't care. I want to get stupid. I want to get poop-faced. Let's do it. Well, I don't know how to guard against that. I really don't. But we have to get more graphic. We can't do this, don't do drugs. We can't do this, oh, please, 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 you know, pretty please. It's just not working. These kids are, and it's not a lot. I understand this was one boy, but, you know, you have opioid epidemics and overdoses. You know, it was very interesting. Empire, I watch Empire, and Jamal had an opioid issue. Apparently, he mixed a couple medicines. They didn't tell which, but it sounds like to me it was a Xanax, an opioid, and alcohol. Very, very common mix. But they wanted to be careful because they probably didn't want to get any companies in trouble. All right? My problem with that is they made the overdose look too easy. Okay? They didn't show him urinating on himself. They didn't show him salivating. They didn't show him, you know, his friends threw him in the shower to put some cold water to wake him up. And you know, okay, he's fine. No, we've got to be more graphic. We need people to see more and more of the ugly. Same thing with STDs. Show your kids pictures of genital warts. Tell them this is what their genitals will look like if they don't use a condom. Show them herpes. Show them gonorrhea. Gonorrhea, to me, is one of the most disgusting-looking pictures and visuals that you could show your kid. You know, you guys, I think, have seen the picture that I'm thinking of, you know, where you have the yellow whatever. Show your kids that if you want to get them to stop having sex. Don't just show them a condom. 1-877-DOCTOR.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the United States is experiencing a diabetes epidemic, obviously. We know that. Since 2008, they say the number of Americans with diabetes has risen by 2.2 million people, and it keeps going up. Is it obesity? Is it the fact that we're eating crap? Is it because we're eating only one or two meals a day? All right. Is it a genetic issue? Is it a virus? All right. That could be affecting our pancreas. There's a variety of different theories as to why diabetes is going up, although obesity seems to be the main driving force. They say some states, however, appear to be doing better than others. So yesterday, Gallup and HealthWays released a new report ranking states and communities on incidence of diabetes for 2015. The new report shows Utah, Rhode Island, and Colorado have the lowest incidence of diabetes in the United States. In each of those states, less than 8% of the population has diabetes. They say that's significantly different from Alabama and West Virginia that have the highest number of people with diabetes in the states, with over 16% of the population with diabetes. 16% have diabetes. Now, remember, we've been talking about healthcare dollars. We've been talking about Dr. Representative Price's new the Empowering Patient Act? I think that's his new healthcare act. And so we're talking about how are we going to, you know, keep the pre-existing exclusion, you know, away, all right, you know, from the insurance companies, get premiums to go down. How are we going to do all this win-win? How are we going to be able to do something like that? And when you hear that certain states have over 16% of the population with diabetes, there is no way a $250 premium or a $400 premium is going to cover them. So they say the researchers cite the obesity epidemic as one of the greatest contributing factors. They say more than a third of American adults are obese. While not all people with diabetes are obese, and not all who are obese develop diabetes, research shows that about 54% of middle-aged Americans who are obese and have not yet developed diabetes will do so in their lifetime. The study authors, who looked at specific communities within states, I guess they looked at Boulder, Colorado, Bellingham, Washington, Fort Collins, Colorado, Provo, Orem, Utah, and that reported the lowest incidence rates out of cities nationwide. They say Boulder is especially low, with less than 5% of the people in the city diagnosed with it. Boulder. Boulder's doing good. Yet Mobile, Alabama, Charleston, West Virginia, over 17%. So what they did is they did interviews. They did 176,000 telephone interviews with adults across 50 states in 2015. The researchers also interviewed for the community data 246,000. And then what they did is the researchers of the new study recommended communities focus on diabetes education, offering quality health care, monitoring health incomes, engaging with people, technology, etc. And they said if we could have these communities do those, maybe what we could do is lower the incidence of diabetes. But we have diabetes education out there. What are we missing? Okay, we sit here, we read these articles, and we talk about, all right, we've got to do a better job with diabetes. Let's really get practical. If you're a diabetic, what is preventing you from going to the doctor? Okay, it's expensive. It's expensive to go to the doctor. So I think if you want to help bring down diabetes, we got to bring down copays. We got to bring down deductibles. So that's first and foremost. Two, what's another thing diabetics hate? They hate needles. They don't want to prick their finger to look at. Some do. Some are very, very fascinated with the numbers, and I'm so proud of you guys. But the majority of us, we don't want to be sticking our finger. If I ever get diabetes and it's in the family, am I going to be really pricking my finger 3 times a day? Hell no, I don't like needles. Same thing with insulin. People don't want insulin. You know how many people are diabetic? They know they're diabetic, but they will not go to the doctor because they don't want to be given insulin. They would rather be a diabetic. We have to be honest, okay? Listen, and I don't blame some of you guys. Insulin is not fun. You could give yourself too much. You could gain weight. You have to keep it refrigerated. You got to give you got to poke yourself 4 times a day. It's very tough. I get it. And see, this is the type of conversation we need. We need medical providers. We need insurers. We need people to have the nitty gritty talks. What is it that you don't like? Diet. I don't want to go on a diet. I don't want to stop eating carbs. I don't want to do that. So, you know, we unfortunately have to get into your business because we're paying for you. It was a much different world where you just paid for your own private insurance, and whatever the insurance covered was between you and them, and it was no sweat off my back. So, you know, fine, you do whatever. But the conversation is changing now because I have to pay for your premium buy downs through Obamacare. And it sounds like even with the new insurance, the federal government is going to have to help bail out states that have too many high-risk people that can't afford their own health insurance. So who's high risk? Somebody with diabetes. So now that I have to pay, yeah, I'm going to kind of get in there. But I can't just yell at you. We have to incentivize. We have to promote good behavior. Because, again, I want the government and I want society as out of your business as possible. But it's going to be in your business if they have to pay. You know, I watched the abortion controversy. And, you know, the big argument coming from pro-choice, and understandably so, is this is my body. Stay out of it. I get that. I get that argument. But you want me to stay out of it, but you want my tax dollars. If we are funding Planned Parenthood, or if our tax dollars is funding the abortion, then, you know, you can't have it both ways. All right, whoever is paying obviously is going to want to say so, or they want to stop paying. Now, the majority of Americans would say, look, I have no problem with abortion, just don't have me pay for it. If we had a choice to not pay, maybe it would be a much different scenario, but it isn't. We are federal tax dollars, our tax dollars are going to it. And so, yeah, people are going to have an opinion. Same thing with the diabetes. So do I want to live in a state that has 17% of people with diabetes and are my taxes going to go up because of that? So let's be a little bit more proactive. Let's also see if we could incentivize people to either not use state dollars or to improve their health so that it's not a burden on the state. Now, I'm not saying you're a diabetic by choice, but if you're a very, very bad diabetic that is refusing to take care of themselves or see the doctor, I mean, what are we supposed to do? Now, one thing we can do, all right, which is going to be a little controversial, is we will pay for your diabetic medication. We will even pay for your Viagra. As long as you are doing what you're supposed to, you will continue to get the free stuff as long as you are maintaining what you're supposed to. But if you're not, and then all of a sudden you want to land on a doorstep of a government clinic and say, all right, take care of me, that's going to be a problem. So if you are actively trying, that's how unemployment used to work. Unemployment used to work where you had to show you were really, really trying to find a job. And you had to fill out a log. You had to, you know, you had to show that you were really, really trying. Okay, now it's not like that anymore. So what I recommend is rather than here, we're just going to, you know, if you come and see us once every 6 months, it'll still all be free. No, you need to come in once a month. You need to see the diabetic counselor. After you see the diabetic counselor, you go into this room. After you get your blood test, you go into this room. And then we're handing you your medication. 1-877-DOCTALLY, 1-877-DOCTALLY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember when we had to learn the periodic table? I had to, in school, memorize the periodic table and fill it out with all the letters. We didn't have to put the actual weights of the elements, but we had to put, you know, lead and, you know, hydrogen, helium, and all that, right? I guess the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry, which is, by the way, a century-old organization, who are the ones to maintain the periodic table, finally announced that it had approved the names of four new elements. All right, and chemistry students around the country are like, are you kidding me, really? being reported by the Washington Post. They say these monikers attach to new heavy elements were the result of almost a year-long process. So remember back in 2015, the IUPAC, which is the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry, made the first of several broadcasts for elements, numbers 113, 115, 117, and 118, met the criteria for inclusion in the periodic table. The seventh bottom row of the periodic table was complete. In June, the IUPAC announced the tentative names, and on November 28th, after a five-month waiting period, and I don't know how much money, they accepted public comments. I would want a periodic element named after Dahlia. The organization released an updated periodic table. The June names had passed muster and are set to be ratified at the organization's meeting in July. No, I don't think we have the names yet. They say, to be clear, the general public never had a shot at naming the elements directly. They say, but a few people tried to sway the IUPAC. According to the IUPAC, they said it was a real pleasure to realize that so many people are interested in the naming of the new elements. Ha! Emoji elements, fast bender. Anyway, there were high school students making essays and possible names, telling how proud they would be to participate in the discussion. They said, for now, we can all cherish a periodic table completed down to the seventh row. Oh, well, you know what? No, we got the names. We got the names. But you know what? Can I just say something here? I think that's cruel. Really? The general public had absolutely no say. And these students had to do reports and essays. They could have at least awarded one student the honor. You know, that would have been very cool. All right. So here are the four new elements. Nihonium, NH, for element 113. Moscovium, these are ridiculous names, MC, for element 115. Tennessine, for element 117. Why? Was that found in Tennessee? And Organesson for element 118. See, I would have named them Legolas, Stridor, Dahlia, and Chocolate. Hell no. They say, in keeping with the IUPAC standards, okay, I guess there's some big standards, the scientists who discovered the elements proposed accepted names. There were ground rules. The names must refer to a scientist, mythology, substance. I'm a scientist. Substance. I release a lot of substances. Elemental property or place. Three of the names, oh, I get it. Moscovium is from Moscow. I get it. Tennessine is Tennessee, and Nihonium is Japan. These reflect where the scientist institutions were located. Oh, no wonder we didn't have a chance. Oganesson is in honor of Yuri Oganessian, a nuclear physics professor at the Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. Wait, who did he have to know? Man... Nihonium was the first element to be given a name of Japanese origin. They say the periodic table is a great legacy in chemistry. I'm filled with deep emotion that there is an element with a Japanese name. That is pretty cool. All right, so they say with large numbers of protons in their nuclei, nihonium, as its atomic number indicates, is 113 protons. That's where the number comes from, how many protons they have. Doing the proton dance? Okay, that was the neutron dance. The elements are considered super heavy and unstable. Huh. Maybe because of Fukushima. They exist only in laboratories for a fraction of a second before they break down. And they get a whole block on the periodic table. Come on. Nihonium was first synthesized in 2004 by bashing zinc ions with the element bismuth. I don't know why they did that. I mean, you know, some of us played the drums. Other people bashed the zinc and bismuth. Took years of work for the Japanese researchers to confirm its existence, recreating the element back in 2005, and then again in 2012. Now, I don't have any other information on Tennessean or the other ones. So there we go. So students, you have to learn this stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say low-dose aspirin could save the United States $692 billion if you took low-dose aspirin, they say it could reduce a risk of heart disease, cancer, leading to a significant savings in health. I'm a big fan of aspirin, low-dose aspirin, or enteric-coated Ikasa aspirin, a little baby aspirin, 81, little baby, little cute little baby, 81 milligram aspirin, baby. Little baby aspirin. Problem is my dad took aspirin and still died of a heart attack. So, I mean, it's, you know, you can't not go to the doctor because you're taking your aspirin. University of Southern California researchers used national data to assess the long-term benefits of daily aspirin usage. They calculated that taking low-dose aspirin every day would prevent 11 cases of heart disease and 4 cases of cancer for every 1,000 Americans aged 51 to 79. They say, although the health benefits of aspirin are well established, few people take it, the study lead author. He's the founding director and CEO of the university's Lawrence J. Ellison Institute for Transformative Medicine. Says, our study shows multiple health benefits and a reduction in healthcare spending from this simple low-cost measure could be a standard in care. Okay, I get that. They say life expectancy would increase by 0.3 years, which means that out of 1,000 people, 8 more would reach the age of 80. 3 more would reach the age of 100 in 1,000 people. Now, get this. By 2036, an estimated 900,000 more Americans would be alive. I know what you're thinking, but don't think that. That's not nice. In addition, low-dose aspirin used by older Americans would result in an estimated national net health benefit worth $692 billion. Listen, being 80 years old doesn't mean you're wheelchair-bound, okay? I am seeing 80- and 90-year-olds rock it. I mean, they are, you know, they can still be very productive in society. And you know what? If they aren't, who cares? There are veterans, there are grandmothers and grandfathers and, you know, fine. I don't like the idea of this talk on, you know, slowing down this life expectancy so we don't have too many people to take care of. I don't like that idea. I mean, you built this earth. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to lose my wits, and I hope I don't. But I am going to be really mad at you guys, especially you younger people, if you're like, all right, you know, now that Dolly is 70, we're done with her. I that's going to make me mad, right? Especially since I have busted my butt, okay, to help build my corner of this country and help put as many tax dollars as I did into the system. Just for you guys to go, oh, she's old. You know, that's not nice. So, I like the idea of us at least looking at something like this. Got to be careful, though, with aspirin, because what could aspirin do? They could cause gastrointestinal bleeding. All right? There's also been some issues with, kidney, right? Even heart. So you still got to be very, very careful with those types of medications. But, you know, saving us money by decreasing heart disease and decreasing cancer by simple medicine. And, you know, they even talk about the anti-cancer properties. They've also talked about the antimicrobial properties of aspirin that they're studying. Very cool stuff. I think aspirin has a lot to offer. 1-877-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.